It's not bad.
In a world, at a place, at a time, with some things. People, they sit around, they talk about things like a co-ed football league. They talk about people that play in that league. Like Joe K. Emily. And some special guests we got coming up in a little bit. You're listening to the Toppers Sports Podcast.
There's no, like, bellowing Jimmy voice over the top of that?
No, that was good, man.
Oh, that was a really good intro. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Lenny. Welcome to the Topper Sports League Podcast. Week 11 has come, and week 11 is gone. You're probably wondering why it's 2 weeks after the day, and quite frankly, we're tired. We didn't want to do this. So, we are back. Welcome. Thank you for listening. Thanks for playing. Good evening to all. We got two guests. One is a champion. One, unfortunately, is not a champion. We're going to get to that today. We'll start with our first introduction. He is back. He did not make it out of the first round of The Bachelor. It obviously was not his fault. Jay-Z, welcome back. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
This is your third time.
The Bachelor thing.
Yeah, you had the time with one of the Clark sisters.
Bachelors don't count, though.
That counts. When you've got headphones on, you're good.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's three. So you're actually in the top five. I don't think anybody Val's done, at least more than that?
I've done like 42.
So. Parker had that week where she did like 16 in a row, so she's up there.
I kept saying no.
And welcome to our other guest. We got somebody new. We needed a champion, and we found one. He plays for the reigning and defending D4 champions. His name is TJ. TJ, good evening to you. How are you?
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Let's start at the beginning. Like, how does it feel?
D4 champion?
Hell yeah.
Feels good, man. I mean, we got back-to-back. Not back-to-back, but we have the D6, 5, and 4 now. And we took 5 in the spring as Cupcake, and now 4 as the Ryan Puckett Memorial All-Stars.
And obviously, we're going to have a bunch of questions, but we'll start there. Yeah. Like, is Ryan Puckett on the team? Did he die?
No. Yeah, I should start with that. He's not dead. He's alive and well.
Okay, so it's like when we say Topper Memorial.
Does he play or did his career die?
He's the guy who started Go Fumble Yourself.
Okay.
We started years ago. He's a great guy, but he started a family in the past year, and he just kind of moved on.
Basically.
And didn't have the time for it.
You guys should do what Quinn did.
And we
should get his picture on a jersey.
I wanted to. It was kind of last minute because we were Cupcake last year, and there was a play on one of the guys who left our team last year, so we wanted to change the name, and somebody suggested including Puckett in it. And somebody just said Puckett Memorial All-Stars, and we just went with it.
Done.
I thought it should have been Puckett All-Stars. Cause, you know,
Memorial
he is,
makes it
he is alive.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, and I know Jay-Z asked me about in the beginning of the year. He's like, oh, I thought that was really cool. You did that for your buddy. I'm like, oh, no, he's fine. He's fine.
Of course you did. That's amazing.
I want to make that very clear. He's alive. He's doing good.
He just had a family, which is like the same thing.
No, you can blast that song, I'll Be Missing You, in the background that they play when someone dies.
The Ryan Puckett Memorial Fun Run.
Hey.
Something to do in the off season. Raise some money.
Can it be like a 400 meter run?
There it is. It's 5 1Ks.
If it's 4 meters, Joe King and I can participate.
We're going to run from the bar to the field.
So we'll be doing
maybe back.
I'm sure another changing it up again for D3 in the spring. So.
Well, hopefully you guys make the move. You know, sometimes
we plan on it. Yeah,
yeah. That's great to hear.
So, yeah. We're gonna move up
because some teams, Erie Buffalo, wins a division and they don't go up. And some teams,
and you have to force them to sign a contract to get them. To
yes, other teams make finals and they actually go down a division.
Who would do that?
And on that segue, Jay-Z. So, how you been?
Over to you.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Good. So, are you guys going up to D3?
I think D6.
Okay.
Actually,
D5.
I don't even know if this is a joke.
No, we're gonna move up to D3.
Okay, good for
you.
I
mean, if we're allowed to,
that ruins it because now we can't just everybody makes the playoffs. That was so great this year, where it's like you can kind of fuck around and teach yourself new things and try new shit. If
but
you
wait
lose,
for
who cares?
It. What happens if we take the teams that won D3 and move them up?
Are you gonna?
Because then Joey Bats
is gonna freak out and have to play himself, and then
What if Joey Bats takes Griffin
Dorr
up to D1?
He won't. He's not gonna do that.
That would be awesome.
Maybe. He's not gonna do that.
That would be the baller move of the century
he's
if Joey Bats took Griffin Dorr to D1.
I thought about that.
Or
he should do
what
that.
If someone only has one team?
Oh, snap.
Damn.
And they could be called NW Iffendor.
I like good where you're one. Going with that.
Thanks, Em. Good job.
Wow, Em, I didn't think you had it in you.
Believe it or not, not a lot of people Griffin know this. O is better. NWO was supposed to be in D1. And we had a little bit of discussion with Chad stuff and the Purge and all that nonsense with Nuts and all this other stuff. So we actually kept NWO in D2. And
you made Chad stuff stay.
No, unfortunately, we did.
Poor decision, man.
Poor guy.
At the time, we thought having Manasani and Derek Bloomfield on the same team would be really, really
How
good.
How many games did Manasani show up for?
Oh, two.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So more than usual.
Yes. And Bloomfield showed up for, we think, four.
Yeah, I was going to say, Bloomfield wasn't there for many games.
And neither one of them showed up for the Suspended Guys Cup, which really hurt our feelings.
Suspended Guys.
So Witters stepped up to the challenge.
Yes, they did.
Good job, Witters.
Talk about teams that are going to fold. The rumor on the street is they're going to fold.
Yeah. It's not a rumor. We've been talking about it for like 3 months.
But it's not official yet.
I guess not. I guess nothing's official until it's official, right?
That's exactly it. We'll find out at the banquet. So, TJ, back to you. We always like to hear people's stories. So, give us a little bit. We always like meeting the new guys. You guys started in D6. Let us hear the story, how you guys made it here, et cetera, et cetera. Because I always like hearing these stories.
Yeah, where'd you find us?
We started at D6. I got invited on the team. A friend of mine, Al, was playing with. There was a year it started. I wasn't on the first year. And... I got invited on the team. They needed a quarterback. So from there, we were Go Fumble Yourself. We were messed around 500 level D6 for, I don't know, 3-4 sessions. And then we just started to figure out the game and got better and better.
Yep.
Are you the quarterback?
I am.
Okay. Yeah. Have you been since you started?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they needed a quarterback, and that's how...
Did you play before or something?
Would have been awesome if Ryan Puckett was the quarterback, and that's who we replaced. Like, everybody came around in a circle.
Wait, I thought he was dead.
You can't go to bed, dude.
Len, the first session I ever played in the league was against them, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to? I'll tell you a funny one. Team Keller. Third schlong.
Yeah.
They end up
God,
the last
took us out.
Yeah, they but it was funny because I tell you that beginning in week one, I literally see him on the field and Kevin Keller or not Kevin Keller, Scott Keller Jr. comes up to me and goes, "Really fucking again?" And he goes, "We have to play these motherfuckers again." He goes, "And you trampled them, I think, in week one, if memory serves."
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, "Every absolutely. Year we play them because they've been in season 2 years, and 2 years they started with you guys and you just crushed them."
Yeah.
And he goes, "Oh God, here we go again."
Let's make sure we set
they
that
were
up
playing
for next
really
season if we can.
It really was. It was like we week one of college.
It was like 50-12 or something. I mean, it was something disgusting.
Yeah. And I don't know something about who's their quarterback, Keller?
Is that the senior. Yeah, senior.
The guy
Keller.
Has like the longest wind up and delivery, but there's something about it that like
magic.
It just floats and it like throws off your cornerbacks or something, man, because he was just dropping them in there.
It's and him and like
changing
colors.
They almost took us out in the first round.
I know. That was a great
Lenny,
game.
We were watching.
We were shocked.
Yeah, I think they were up like halfway through the second.
And they were missing that. They got a really tall guy they call Slim, who actually wasn't playing in the game. So they're like, "Oh, we had Slim." But
is he actually Slim, or is he ironically called Slim?
Ironically called Slim. He was like 6'5", like 230 maybe. Like, you know, not fat or real good shape, but he was just a giant. He was like that tall guy on Tight Ends of Motion. Looked just like him.
Steve Canutsu.
Yes.
Whoever.
So we win 6, you win 5. That had to make you feel good. Because
yeah, we won 6.
Yep.
And we moved up to 5. It took us a couple sessions to get a feel for it, and we added some other guys.
Do you listen to the podcast and read the website?
We look at the website.
Okay.
And selfishly, the podcast, I'll skip forward to our time slot.
Fair enough.
And try to listen to what they say about our game.
So you read a lot about the Godfather's always making his predictions, and it was always the Bams. They're going to run away with D5. They're going to run away with D5.
Well, I mean, they went undefeated that session. They beat us, I think, by, you know,
it was
5 or 6
or 2
in the regular
it
season.
It was 31-30 or 32-30.
And that was our only loss, and I really wanted to get another shot at them. And I said all week when we were playing them, I go, if we play them in the championship, we're going to win by double digits. And we won by like 26, 27.
I like
it. And the side story is, I don't know if you know Greg Parrish, who has been with the Bams forever. Like, he never wins.
He likes a lot of my Facebook posts.
Yes, he's a great guy, but he never wins. He's so, like, this close every single time. That was their year. That was, we're going to finally win.
Yeah,
they had signed Mark Antonecki, who was in D1 like 5 years ago. He was like their super speedster. They were beating teams like 56-6, and then all of a sudden, here comes Cupcake, and they lose by 20. I thought Parrish was literally, like, he literally said, Len, after this one, he almost didn't come back.
They moved up, too, though.
We made them come up.
We need a committee that does, like, house visits to people who get, like, real crazy after they lose championship games.
We really should start
sounds like
with,
a Sunshine type of committee.
We should go.
It sounds like crazy
Parrish
services.
Is on that list. Parrish should be there. If Marketing Mayors keeps beating guys downtown, we're going to have to go to Bobby McConnell's house then, when we're done.
Ooh.
And if he did win D6, probably Tommy Hughes would be in that top 5 as well.
Yeah. Probably.
It's funny because McConnell can't beat Turner, and Tommy Hughes now can't beat McConnell. So it's kind of funny how this team
love
can't beat
triangle.
That team. Yeah. And then Ricky Austin literally hates Travis's team, I think, at this point, because they keep beating Ricky Austin. So it's kind of funny how each team keeps beating the other. So now we're in D4. And once again, HK4.
Yeah.
They're the flavor of the month. Jay-Z was in the D3 final. They're going to win. There's no way you're going to take D4 and then you guys come to town. And
yeah. And here we go again. I got a lot of enjoyment out of this one because I was paying more attention to the posts. And people weren't saying we were soft, but they waited easy schedule. And we did have like the bottom tier to start. It just worked out that way. But then we took all those teams, like the top four teams, we beat them all in like the last 3-4 weeks of the season.
Wow.
And the HK4 was a pretty sweet one. We got that in like the last minute of the game.
Yeah, it seemed
and
as
we
the season went out.
21 zip at the first half.
Yeah, you guys came back. You guys in HK4, literally, like everybody's kind of close, and then all of a sudden, even no pun intended, was close, and then you guys all started at the last 2-3 weeks of the season really starting to move away.
Yeah. We won, no pun intended, took us out. We won on the last play of the game to get in the championship. Wow. Like, they almost beat us.
Wow.
It was the clock expired. I threw a touchdown pass around, like, the 2-yard line.
Oh, wow, that'd be cool.
Yeah. And then we went right in and carried that into the next one.
Oh, boy. So Jay-Z, like, if he doesn't make that throw, would you guys beat, no pun intended?
We beat them. Actually, we beat them on the last play in the regular season, so who knows?
Snap.
My buddy Kyle was the quarterback for that team. They're good. Super athletic. Yeah, the last four teams were awesome.
Topper doesn't usually know much about the league, but kudos to Topper, who used to tell me, hey, there's no pun intended, they're in the bar. And Topper does notice things.
That's
I don't
not
know
if, knowing things about the league.
That's no,
just
it is.
Somebody's drinking next
like,
to Topper.
Like, Topper, I'm telling you, literally, you could be at the bar standing next to Topper wearing a TSL shirt, and he would even know you're playing in the league.
I've done that.
Yeah.
I did that, and then he was like, here.
No, he'd notice you.
No, he was like, take
yeah,
my
for phone. The wrong reasons.
He was like, take my phone and put the music on the jukebox.
Of course he said that.
And you did?
If Joe K did that, he'd be like, hand me, he'd go, give me $50.
Well, I think I've played music for Topper before. I usually do.
So, without further ado, we've heard. Tell us a little about your team. We don't know a lot about them. We were talking about one of your girls that you said was wicked fast and runs a marathon.
Yeah, Molly is usually the one rushing the quarterback, and that makes I don't know. I think a lot of teams don't use that. Like put somebody very quick to rush.
Nick Such learned that the hard way in D2.
Makes a huge difference because she gets pressure on these guys, and they can't just like put a move on and get out of the way. You know, she's on them the whole time.
Who's your captain?
Ashley.
Okay, that's the girl that got the champagne.
Yeah, she took over because Puckett was running things, and then when he left two sessions ago, I believe he played like one or two in D5.
So he's only did he have a D5 title?
No, he wasn't on. He missed out on that one.
So technically, Ashley's the brains behind the operation because she's got two titles and he's only got one.
And he's got the one. Yeah.
Oh snap!
So we have we lost a girl, Janine, who was on our D5 team. She was very good. She's pregnant, I believe.
Oh, that's the worst injury.
Yeah.
Did you guys go to that guy's house and be like, what the hell?
It was a tough loss.
Yeah. And by the way, TSLers, if you're going to get pregnant, usually you do that in about week seven, so that way you have like 8, 9, and 10, 11, and then you have the whole off season.
Margo.
Like, yeah, so by the way, if you're going to get knocked up, excuse my French for saying that, but it's usually week 7 in the fall because then you have the whole winter plus those 4 weeks to do it. Just throwing that out there.
Stop being so selfish with your pregnancies.
Yeah, really. I mean, come on.
Coming back postpartum is probably really hard, though. Your body goes through shit when you're pregnant.
It does. And by the way, if you are pregnant, we had a little bit of issue this year with that. Make sure you do have a doctor's note. If you're pregnant, you shouldn't be playing football.
I heard that that's like not cool to ask for a doctor's note.
What do you mean?
Like, is that legal?
I don't know. That actually happened in a case. We had a girl that was pregnant, and basically Topper said, listen, you're not playing unless... Yes, but you got to give us a doctor's note.
Do something there.
We don't want pregnant girls falling on their stomach.
Right, or just a poor throw.
Yeah, or if you play ace or something. And
how far along was she?
No, she wasn't far along at all.
Or Taylor Satursky throws it at your stomach.
Oh, my God, can you believe that? I had an idea we should all wear helmets.
Well, that's you.
I just think it'd be kind of funny.
You should wear a helmet.
Terrible idea.
Why?
What's the point of two-hand touch football?
You ever played with Sekatursky?
No.
No.
Yeah, well, if you do, they're going to wear helmets next year, probably.
Lenny and my mom want me to wear a helmet.
Yeah. That's because you had a concussion for, like, most of the season.
That's actually not a bad idea, Emily.
Not a bad idea at all. You got to protect your medulla oblongata.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we'll
brain injuries are no joke, okay?
All right. Well, we hit our intros. Jay-Z, you can chime in as always. You ref this year. You had a good year.
Yeah. Another solid year reffing, for sure.
That's good. So you did see a lot of games. So without further ado, DJ Jimmy, let's start with the 10 a.m. grouping. Let's do the whole thing. Yeah, give us the semis and the finals.
Talking about your D1 and D3 games at 10 o'clock, Marketing Mayors faced Racks and Sacks. Marketing Mayors put up 26. Racks and Sacks with 0. The other game that took place for D1 during the 10 o'clock time frame, Eyes Downtown, who scored 39. Public Enemy lost to them, putting it up 10. At 11 o'clock in that D1 final, Eyes Downtown, 8. And the Marketing Mayors walk away with 22 points on the board, winning that D1 at 11 o'clock. For your D3, Gryffindor faced Mickey Rats, winning 54-24. A&A versus Cobblestone, A&A wins 54-44. And in the final, A&A 36, Gryffindor 43. Those are your D1 and D3 champions.
I'd be remiss if I did not tell each and every one of you that the banquet is on January 12th in the year of our Lord, 2018. And I'd also be remiss, and I'm going to warn you all, that Joey Battaglia will be showing up with a shopping cart that probably is going to be full of trophies.
He's going to show up?
Or just foam footballs.
Where we're going to get foam footballs.
I know we are.
Joey Bats told each and every one of us that he was going to win, and he did.
Ooh, I got to write down he that I need to tell you my idea that I don't want to say on air.
Okay.
But I have a banquet idea.
Oh, that's a good idea.
He said he was going to win 2 championships.
And he failed miserably.
Well, he probably was so tired from winning the D3 championship that he got a little tired for the D3 championship.
I don't think he was that tired from winning the
How
D3 title.
How do you play in 2 championships?
Because he plays in 2 divisions.
He got grandfathered in because this team, NWO, they at the last minute came into D2 and they were missing players. So at the last minute, they said, listen, we can't have a team unless these two guys play for us. So it turned out to be Joey Batson's brother Anthony.
I've never heard of NWO before in my entire
life.
New World. They came over from Game On.
Oh.
Okay. You remember Worm? Austin, they actually played for Dwyer's. Worm, Austin.
I know Worm.
Yeah. Good. He wears
He's
helmets.
Nice.
He's very nice.
He doesn't wear a helmet.
Yes, he does.
Can you guys stop asking Lenny the tough questions?
Yeah,
all
really.
Right. That all falls under the umbrella of Topper.
Yep. And kudos to Matty Ice, who was missing. Is it DeAndre?
Yeah.
He was this really good player. He still almost made it.
Yeah, definitely.
I had to talk to Daryl Carr, QB superstar, who was very upset. He claims that they got hosed a little bit.
You can't be hosed when you throw 5 or 6 picks in a game.
That's what I tried to tell him.
Like, that's not a thing.
His hair looked good.
Looked very good.
Of course it did. Come on now.
A&A did win that game, and A&A gave Gryffindor all they could handle and more. Gryffindor literally almost lost to primetime players. They basically won like in the last minute, and then they end up taking the D3 crown.
I got to tell you, Len, like... So I woke up to come watch the games early because I like watching the games. It's always the best part. And I got a text at 9:15, and it said Ramir Green. And I know what that means. It means somebody's bailing, and he wants me to ref because he's not going to get anybody last minute.
No.
And I'm like, let's see. The options are 2 D1 games that I want no part of, the A&A Cobblestone bitch fest that I'm going to want no part of, or the whatever's left of Angry Buffalo versus Gryffindor game, which luckily it was that, and I went to go ref that game. And Angry Buffalo... With their
Mickey
skeleton
Rats.
Crew.
Mickey Rats.
I'm sorry. They look so damn the same to me. So Mickey Rats, you're right. Mickey Rats, I'm sorry. They showed up with their skeleton crew and, like, Gryffindor walked down the field and scored, but then Mickey Rats answered. And then it happened again, and I was like, oh, I have a feeling that if Mickey Rats would have showed up with their full team with the way they were playing, that Gryffindor might not be the champion.
Oh, they were really good down the stretch.
They're a good team.
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
And D1, literally the two best teams made it. Corey Turner has Bobby McConnell's number, and I think, and this is just my personal opinion, that Saturday will be remembered most for, obviously, tight ends in motion shocked Angry Buffalo, but I think the biggest story of the day was, I think Corey Turner arrived. That, you know, for years people said, oh, award-winning Tommy Hughes is the greatest offensive mind in the game, or Dwyer's or Public Enemy Tommy Hughes is. No. No, Corey Turner is easily the greatest offensive mind in this game today. He literally shredded Racks and Sacks. He shredded Eyes Downtown. He has their number.
So one of those games ended early.
Corey's a beast. Don't get me wrong, but Bobby has Bobby's number.
Well,
Bobby threw like 5 picks in that game, and they only lost by 14.
But you know why? Because Marketing Mayors knows how to defend them. And
how do you
guess
defend
what?
Him, Len?
Well, if you listen to a podcast or read an article, you man them. And you force him into making throws he doesn't want to make, and that's how you beat them. Well, the geniuses at Public Enemy, who lost, 39-10, didn't listen to that advice, and they got smoked like a cigarette.
I thought the problem there was that you guys tried to throw bombs into the wind, and it went really poorly.
Well, yep, that happened as that well, but their defense did not do them any favors. I remember the coin flip. We actually lost the coin flip, so we got the ball, and I literally stood there with my arms out, and I went, okay, Cole, the wind's going that way. Where do you want to go? And he goes, I want to go the other way. And they had a play called on Wednesday. They're like, we're going to throw a bomb. And I'm like, well, okay. So I looked at him. I go, you got to call this off. You know, it was, you guys probably remember, there was a wind. It wasn't ferocious, but it was enough to say, hey, we better make sure we're taking this side or this side with the wind. Yeah. So they go into the wind and throw a bomb. So Paul Johnson runs around on Chadwick. Yes, he gets held, but you're not going to get that call most of the time in this league, an interception. So eyes down, down scores, and then not to be outdone, Chris Cole drops back again into the wind in his face, throws another bomb, and gets picked off. So before you know it was literally 12-0 or 14-0. And they scored again. It was like 20-0, and then the rut was on. So
it's not a good start.
Congratulations to the marketing mayors, though. Dalecki and Andy Smith, they were joking. That was one of the first times all year that they both actually played two games back-to-back together because one of them was always hurt. Huh. Andy Smith, I'd be shocked if he doesn't get D1 MVP. Guy was in a different stratosphere. Mm-hmm. With all due respect to Dalecki.
Yeah. You know somebody on the committee, so I think they
Andy Smith was so good. But I'm telling you, Corey Turner is the straw that stirs the drink. Everything goes through Corey Turner.
Cool.
Yep. So congratulations to
him.
I'm just, I call it like I see it. Yeah, he is. He really does. It was funny. I don't know if you guys, on Tuesday he texted me like the Doppler 8000 weather, and he said, hey, Len, just so you know, this is, I'm like, shut up, dude, really?
The best part is, though, he still had the line of the year when he texted, I guess we don't have any problem.
Oh, that was the best. Yeah.
Because New God's lost.
Yeah.
So.
Ricky Austin, I don't know if you guys ever heard, he was on the week before, and he said, the week before they play the players, he goes, hey, listen, if we get through our racks and sacks, he goes, marketing mayors are going to have some fucking problems. And then once they lost, Corey Turner texted me and said, looks like we're not going to have any motherfucking problems now. So that was pretty cool.
And they didn't on the way to the title. So
no, they didn't.
So and, congrats. And,
yeah, they beat up a very, 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 very good Eyes Downtown.
I also like the idea that we put D1 playing.
It was kind of cool. Yeah,
like, I think it's like, I know I get the idea of how in the past where we wanted like the D1 final to be the last game, but the fields get so chopped up, and especially if it rained earlier than, I mean, props to the rain for not actually like showing up until the second half of the last game. But,
I thought for sure we were going to be playing in the rain.
Yeah.
It looked all week.
Yeah, it looked terrible. Yeah. So like it's good that like our premier championship, if you will, was done right away before the fields got even more screwed up than they already were.
Joey Batts was thankful as well. When you say premier champs, I'm assuming you meant D3, Joey Batts.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
It's definitely the best weather we've had in a fall session ever.
And honestly, ever. Kudos once again to we always bitch about the fields, but Angry Buffalo, Rose Garden, they did a really good job of getting the fields ready for the fall season before.
It was good.
Normally it's a mud patch, and it wasn't. Yeah. They did a really good job in the offseason. They're gonna stay on this. We're going to stay on them to keep the fields as green as possible.
They just need to be rolled, man.
Yeah.
I don't care. You're Lenny. Buy a damn steamroller.
Might as well.
Just
well,
go
or
back
we could
there.
Just get like a dome.
I don't want to talk about it because when that dome across the street, when they took that down, I told you to just go get it.
That'd have been
when they replaced the dome, we should just had the dome. It'd have been the best.
That'd have been a great idea. Yeah.
They did roll those.
Yeah, they rolled a couple times. The problem is it's where they are because of
winding planes now.
Yeah, there's some kind of thing where the ground settles because of Earth. Geology and stuff that I'm too stupid to understand. Let's go to the 12s and 1s.
12 o'clock and 1 o'clock games. Your D2 and D4 championship, starting with D2. Angry Buffalo put up 37 points, beating the replacements, who scored 20. NWO, 28 points versus Tight Ends in Motion, who wins with 34. And in that D2 final, Tight Ends in Motion, 40. Angry Buffalo, 16. Ryan Puckett, 24 points for that D4 semi, no punt intended, with 21. HK4, 32 points. Saturdays are for the girls, scored 47. And heading into that final at 1 o'clock, Saturdays are for the girls, scored 16. Ryan Puckett with 24. Those are your champions.
Jay-Z, let's start with you. Let's talk about your side of the fence. So you guys are having a great season. Everybody's thinking, okay, it's going to be HK4 and it's going to be Ryan Puckett. You know, Jay-Z did it once before, he can do it again. Not a lot of people gave you HK4, but 47-32.
Yeah, well, we beat him by 20 in D3, so I knew we could beat him.
Different team, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, our team was different. New quarterback, couple new guys for sure, but yeah, I knew we could beat him. We actually were up handily and then kind of started to reel a little bit and got a nice little call from the refs that kind of sealed the deal late. But no, they're a good team.
Gift from God? Who was reffing?
Taylor Pagano. Well, the guy pushed the girl, so I mean, you're going to call that.
Yep.
You know, no matter what part of the game it is, what time, you know.
So you're feeling good. You're feeling, okay, here I go again. I'm going back to the championship again.
Yeah.
And it's Ryan Puckett. And then what happens?
Oh, my God. We had like 11 drops.
Oh, wow.
I think twice on six down, we tried to knock the ball down, bat it up. They caught touchdowns. We just, everything that could have went wrong.
Well,
and you can't beat a good team when you do kind of stuff like
that. No, you make mistakes,
that.
That's it. And then we're going to, TJ, we're going to go over to you then. So from your side of the fence, obviously you told us no punt intended. That was one of the better matchups of the day. They actually were, I think, 6-3 heading into that. They had won a bunch of games, then they lost like three, and then they won hot.
Right,
so they're
in
coming
middle,
in hot.
Right? Yeah. Yep. And we went up maybe like 12 or 13 in that first half, and I thought we were just going to cruise, and they came back and took the lead late. And we were down, whatever it was, 3 or 4 points. And we drove down real quick, did the no huddle, got down to the 2-yard line, and I threw a touchdown. And turned out, I thought there was more time. It was actually the last play of the game, and we won on that, ran off the field.
Oh, wow. So 24 was a 4-6?
I almost feel like a dick because he's sitting here. But we won that championship by more points. It wasn't 24-16.
Definitely wasn't 24-16. When I heard that, I was like, what? Did they stop?
I was like, we put up more points.
Freaking topper.
But we did. We had some nice bounces. We had one guy, our guy Matt, like batted one to another guy in the end zone, and they had some drops, but we took advantage of them. And
on to D3.
Take it home.
This is cool.
On to D3, yeah. Yeah, I think it was pretty unanimous. I mean, after, I didn't even know you had a choice. Like, I thought if you win a division,
it's an unwritten rule.
It should be.
It's an unwritten rule.
But like, we went 8-1, and we went through it, and I think
there's nothing left to prove.
Yeah.
And then you know the old story.
We can't compete in D3.
Yeah, if you struggle, you can always go right back down. That's what we always tell people.
I think we're just going to keep going up.
Well, they're moving to D3. You can beat them. Yeah. So there's one. Oh, and everybody can be prime time. So there's two wins.
I thought they're going down, though.
We might send them down to D4. We haven't decided yet.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll let us send them down to D4.
I don't think
you should, though. I mean, they won D3 because they had Joey and Jeff Farr.
They're not bad.
They're not bad, but
if they had a consultant that had a brain in his head, I bet you that team could probably go 4-5 right now.
Well, there's a shortage on consultants. Do you know any other ones?
No, I do not.
Yeah, there's one consultant in the league.
Yeah, but I hear he's looking for work, so.
I also heard that.
Yep.
You never know. I can neither confirm nor deny that I'm looking around right now. Wow. Turning
the
red.
D2 champ.
You are turning red. That's
well,
the best part.
We're going to D2 right now. Which
you're not going to
my,
D2. Shut up.
It was the shock of the day. It was the, no, I'm not going to D2.
Oh, I thought you meant public Emily was.
No, that was the shock of the day.
Jeremy Burr earned himself a spot in my anger management group.
What was up with that? So let me set the table for you. So Burr literally calls me on my cell phone at halftime. And when Burr calls me during a game, I'm like, no, I'm not answering this. I'm in the, no. So here's the play. And you know, Burr's a great guy.
I saw
I love
it.
Him.
I was 2 feet away.
So the quarterback drops back. Burr comes on an end around, and he passes it forward to him, but they're behind the line of scrimmage. Then
no, not
Burr,
that one.
Oh, no. Burr throws a pass. You can't do
two
that.
Forward passes.
Yes.
Right.
And the ref Everybody says, that's a that. Flag. They scream to get Ramirez. They scream to get Topper. They call me, and I'm like, dude, they called it right. And you know what the argument was? The age-old argument. Well, they let us do it earlier in the season. Well, you know what? That ref should have been literally tarred and feathered and fired if somebody didn't know that that should not have happened.
Yep.
So that was one of the plays that...
It should be a prereq when somebody says, hey, I want to be a ref. Do you watch football?
Yeah, that's... I know some of our rules are a little different, but that's a bad... But the refs, in their defense, at that point, called it right. And like I said, I can either confirm or deny that the ref did let that happen. I mean, they're claiming it did, so we're going to take their word for it.
Yeah.
But so they lost. Titans in motion, got a good game from NWO. But
last play of the game.
Yep, but then we go to the championship. Everybody thought, matter of fact, I'm holding a contract right here that was signed by Jay that said, we're going to D1 regardless. Here it is right here. On this day, we agree to the following. One, even if Angry Buffalo, by some act of God, Topper, or collusion, doesn't win the D2 title, they're still coming to D1. It was a foregone conclusion, but they didn't win.
They got their asses kicked.
I watched that with me and Brittany were watching.
What happened?
So Steve Knutsu, who's 6'5", was rushing. And Nick Such typically throws like a post or like a skinny post. Like he usually uses the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole middle then wasn't
Couldn't
an option.
It. Yep. Like at all.
Steve's huge. So that I think was pretty tough. And I think the Angry Buffalo Girls kind of struggled because I saw a lot of drops.
Was Denise there?
I don't know.
I think it's
tight ends had a lot of girl touchdowns too.
That redhead girl's really good.
Amy.
What's the tall girl?
Yeah,
damn,
she's good.
She should be D2 MVP.
Well, we can either confirm nor deny that'll happen. Maybe she'll be a nominee.
That's my vote.
I know who's not going to be one of the MVPs.
Who's that?
Denise.
we got to have her on.
No, we do not.
Have her on.
Talk to her.
Settle this stupid thing, too.
I mean, Alex, too. Like, I feel like Alex gets a lot of slack. Alex knows how to, or flack, whatever the phrase is.
There you go.
But Alex knows how to use every single player on his team. He knows how to hit them, like, what route for them to do. And so, like, Brandy caught, like, a touchdown from, like, the 50. So it's just, like, he knows how to see matchups.
Did he throw it in the air? Or did she catch it and run?
He threw it in the air. She caught it in the end zone.
You know, he's definitely a smart quarterback.
Yeah,
a
very intelligent quarterback.
We almost didn't have him after the death of the rabbit.
Oh, my God. That was terrible.
I think it was the lucky rabbit's foot.
Stop it. That's fucked
up. So, TJ, you want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
So, not that funny.
This is it's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny.
So, Topper and I were in the bar. And we're
Joe
talking K. To, and Joe K. And Tiger comes in. Tiger is one of their best players on tight ends in motion. And he goes, we might have a problem. And I'm like, well, Topper, what's wrong? He goes, Alex, their quarterback, might not be able to show up because, was it his wife's pet or something?
He just said, but I learned other information.
And that it was like,
yeah, but this,
okay, it was his wife's pet rabbit.
Yeah, but we didn't know. You can't tell him that part.
Stop ruining the story, guys.
Okay, yes. Okay.
All we know is that a pet is dead, and we think it's his wife's pet. So we're thinking, oh, my God, a dog died, you know,
yeah.
Or a cat. So we're like, oh, my God, what do we do? And we're like, well, sorry, you can't play. You know?
He asked it for a sub, and we're like, there's just not a thing that happens in the last week of the season.
The story comes out, you know, as it's going on, like, we find out it's a rabbit that died. And that's why he was going to show up. And I'm like, I'm sorry the rabbit died. I'm sorry the rabbit died.
That's not what we do here.
Rabbits aren't.
It's not like your dog died. If your dog died, I get it.
He said, a pet died, and I don't think I can leave my wife in this condition.
A rabbit dying is like a lizard.
You guys are.
But to be fair, I found out that the rabbit was like really old, and they thought it might have a shot at like the Guinness World Record of oldest rabbit. But it was still like 2 years off.
Okay, now, Emily, now we continue. Now, what's the tidbit?
No, that's what I was going to say, what Joe K. just said.
How long was it off?
They live a very long time.
Not long enough, apparently.
How many days away was it from the record?
I don't know. Oh, no, they said it was still like a year or two away.
Oh, well, that's...
But it's just because it was going so well, and then it just wasn't, I guess.
But think about it. If your rabbit is that old, you formed a bond with that rabbit.
Sure, I get that.
It's not like you had
if it's also almost setting oldest animal records, you probably got to know, it's kind of on its way out at some point.
Hmm. Which is funny, because Brainy Clark, who plays on their team, came and I congratulated her, and the first thing I said is, Brainy, I got to ask you an honest question. She's like, Len, what's that? I go, did the team rally around the rabbit?
Kind of.
And she didn't know how to answer me. She's like, you can't be serious. Yeah, like, no, funny. I'm deadly serious. So congratulations, Titans Motion.
Hey, everybody was real jacked up when Alex got there, because they didn't know, and so that's...
That had to be awesome.
Yeah, it was cool that he showed up.
Because I watched the person who was playing before... and it wasn't that great. Like, there was almost a safety on, like, the first play.
They did not do well the last few weeks of the season, and ironically, it's when Stoner Dave wasn't playing, and Stoner Dave shows up, and
he's good.
That's a totally different team now.
I know.
That kid can play football.
They've got a lot of speed. They've got their mastermind, Dave Baker, running the defense.
Who is a really underrated mind in this game.
Oh, my God. Dave's incredible.
Very intelligent.
And he's really good, too. He gets catches that most people wouldn't get. But also, their girls are spot on. Like, Brandy and Amy, like, had a lot of touchdowns. They made really good plays.
Sounds like they're going to run through D1.
Well, guess what? We told a few of them, you're going up to D1. And you know what they said?
They're awesome. Fine. Whatever. They want to.
Yeah, they want to.
Whatever.
They want to.
You know, we after the game, we talked to some Angry Buffalo people and said, hey, what are your thoughts about going to D1? None of them were in the bar. They got in their cars and they went home, so we didn't suggest talking to any of them.
Aww. I was making a joke. Tight ends took the...
Tight ends said we're coming up.
Tight ends took... They were pumped.
Angry Buffalo, whether they want to or not, they're coming to D1. If not, I swear to you, I think week one I'm just going to go to Jay's house and pick him up and drive him to football. Maybe kind of awesome.
Right to field one.
Awesome.
They're getting Delano back for this.
That'll be cool. We're going to drop Jay right off on field one. Okay. We'll pick up Such too.
Your driving schedule is pretty clear now.
It is. It really is. I don't have to go to Janet Drive anymore.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, he got suspended. He was bad.
Big liar.
It's messed up.
Yeah, so congratulations to those teams. Let's do the twos and the threes.
D5 and D6. Your 2 and 3 o'clock games. For D5, come from behind, scores 49 points. Ace puts up 18. Uncle Rico's 41, and Hung Buffalo with 35. Heading into that final at 3 p.m., Come From Behind with 24. Uncle Rico's 38. D6, Tommy Hughes puts up 52, and the practice squad with 15. UFO scores 43, and the Salino Sewer Rats score 13. Woo-hoo. And in the final, UFO 15, and the Tommy Hughes put up 44. Those are your champions.
All right, Joe K. What do you say?
I mean, I'll give the practice squad props first, because they came out and did exactly what the Godfather told them to do, which was man everybody. And it still didn't really work out too well for them. We scored on our first two drives, and then they bailed and went to do what, you know, I guess what they were used to playing zone. I mean, they gave us a good fight for a little bit, and then we ended up not winning the toss, but we'd be up a score at halftime and then get the ball back and then just score again. And that kind of, like, both games kind of played the same, kind of played out the same way. So
yeah, really they both say. Opponents scored 15.
Yeah,
I
it
that.
Wasn't. Yeah, that's
96-30.
Yeah, I mean. Games. We're going up. Like, it's not like
you go up to D4.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. We don't have the quarterback.
I was laughing with Topper after the game. I said, "Only in Topper Sports League will we can congratulate and celebrate a bunch of guys in D3, D2 winning a D6 championship."
Well, we have a D7 quarterback. What do you want?
And the best was when Hearn said, "Yeah, Chris Cole should be D6 MVP." And I looked at Hearn and I said, "That is not happening."
I think it's hilarious. He scored so many touchdowns this year.
Mark my words, no one on Tommy Hughes will be winning a D6 award.
Well, that's fine. Everybody knows that we're the champions, but.
Hey there, Kermit the Frog here. I kind of agree with Joe K.
That's not random. But anyway.
That was pretty awesome.
So, yeah, I mean, they were fun games. Like I said, the second game got a little...
I heard Mark and his dad were a little chippy. No?
You know, I'm kind of surprised. I was almost going to call them my LVPs for the day. Because, like, I know Mark. Meow. I know Mark outside of football, and he's a good guy. He's my friend and
Absolutely.
Stuff. But, like, we showed up, and they started talking a lot of shit. And throughout the game, like... people from D6 came over to watch the game, and they all told us, "Can you beat the crap out of these guys? Because we hate them." And then people from, like, upper divisions who must have ref them and stuff come over here and goes, "Can you guys beat the crap out of these guys? Because we don't like them. They just shoot their mouths off." And it's like...
Mark might be crazier than Jeremy Burr on the field.
No.
Nobody likes a chatty Kathy on the field.
Especially when you've never done anything before. Like, this is their first season, like, what, with a winning record, probably?
Well, they made the championship.
The only notable thing they've done in this league is write a "Please Don't Leave Us" email to Sherry. So if you're going to sit there...
They made the championship!
Yeah, before this season.
Oh.
So if you're going to sit there and talk shit to a bunch of people...
Twice.
Yeah. And people know who he
and
is.
And he's not sitting here talking shit.
Right. So, like, you're going to talk a lot of shit for no reason. Like, I don't know. Like, it wasn't like we started talking shit first. We were just playing the game. And I was really surprised, like I said, because Mark's always been really cool with me. I like him. But from all these people to randomly show up and say, "Can you just destroy them? Because we don't like them," was really surprising to me. I couldn't believe that. And then,
oh, no, you didn't.
As the game went on, like, they kept getting mouthier. And there's one guy on UFO. I don't know his name, but he's going to be known as Redskins Hat Guy. He actually came over to us and apologized for all of his teammates. He's like, "I'm sorry for my teammates. I know that they talk too much shit and stuff." And we're like, "It's cool, man. It's football, whatever.
Nice.
We're up by 30. We don't care." But he's like, "Yeah, I'm just
really..." It was actually 39 at the time.
Maybe. I don't even know. So,
is this D6?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get you guys. You guys probably know some of the teams in D5. Jay-Z, we'll start with you. Uncle Rico's, Hung Buffalo, Come From Behind Ace. I'm sure you've seen a few of these teams.
Yeah, a little bit.
Ace... Didn't do so good with Come From Behind. I think
too
they're
bad.
Emily, I
wrong?
Thought you were
too
talking. You and Ace were starting to
yeah. I heard,
like,
there was like
turn
a whole
corner.
Thing about
those
this.
Dudes. Are
Lenny's
crazy.
Acting like we were singing "Kumbaya" in the bar.
Should we get to it right now?
No. Yes, I think so. Len,
no.
What's up?
No,
you were there.
Jim almost pushed the button.
You don't think we made progress?
We made progress.
Okay, so let me set the stage. If you guys listen to the podcast...
Sorry, D5.
...a couple weeks ago...
I know, that's...
Blaze LaDuca left a Facebook message that hurt young Emily Curry's feelings, and she wrote a poem telling Blaze LaDuca how she felt about him hurting her feelings. Yes. Yeah. So Blaze LaDuca was at the middle of the bar, and instead of letting him have his drink, I screamed out at the top of my lungs, "Hey, Blaze LaDuca, get over here. We're going to fix this." So myself with Daryl Carr, KB Superstar...
You didn't yell that. I yelled that.
Well, I think I was yelling that, too.
What Facebook message did he send Emily?
Oh,
it was
awesome.
I said, "Blaze, get the fuck over here." And I screamed it from the dartboard.
And he came over, and with Daryl Carr, QB Superstar's help, we brokered a peace summit.
I love that Daryl's here for this.
It was awesome.
Sitting there innocently.
And you know what he said? Honestly, he looked at Emily right in the eye, and he said, Emily, I left my Facebook post because you hurt my feelings, because last year when they won the championship, he claims Emily was a little rude, like saying, hey, we totally rolled over you guys sucked, and that hurt his feelings. So
he did not say that.
That's exactly what he said.
This did not happen.
He said, you hurt my feelings, and you said, well, you hurt my feelings too.
Lenny, were you on shrooms?
I was the only other person not drinking there.
Lenny, that didn't happen.
Yes, it did.
I lost a bet to you. You drank.
Oh, yeah, I did have
the blinking light bets.
Lenny, he was like laughing, being like, oh my God, haha, like, sorry, we were just pissed about, like,
he said, you literally hurt my feelings about that post. He said, I was hurt about that.
Feelings.
Yeah, he did say that. Yes, he did. Yes, Daryl, I swear to God, I will bet you $100 to one of yours that was said. Daryl was right there.
Make that bet, Emily. Those are good odds.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Daryl's going to be in a month, and he'll answer this.
Yes. Okay, whatever. So it was kind of bullshit of us being like, I'm sorry, and then that was it.
No, it wasn't. He literally looked at you at one point, and I said, Blaze, you know, you still were mean to her. You should apologize. And he looked right in the eye, and he said, Emily, I'm sorry.
Dear listeners, the story that is being told is probably somewhere in between the two stories that are being portrayed.
The truth lies somewhere in the middle.
You don't remember saying, I accept your apology?
I did, and I was like bullshit about it. Like, I accept your apology.
Yeah, and then he said, hey. And I said, we've all turned a corner. And then he looked and said, yeah, maybe someday you can even sub on our team.
And then you guys hugged?
That had to be a joke.
It wasn't a joke. He was being honest.
Asking me to sub on their team.
Yes, like, hey, we've
that
turned a corner.
That would be the ultimate act of treason.
No, it was like an olive branch.
And then, Lenny, did you immediately say that she wouldn't be allowed to?
Well, I don't remember if I said that or not.
Sounds like what you would have said.
It happened. It really did. I was straight
Lenny's
sober.
He's acting like this was like an episode of Intervention where it was. Like, it
may have been.
And bitches. Heartfelt.
Yes.
I don't have emotions like that.
Yes, you do. Stop it.
Yeah, Daryl Carr and I did. If we call him up right now, he would say that. And with his help, we did broker peace.
Would it be?
Len, can we get to their game, though?
Sure, go for it, Joe.
There was a civil war in their game.
Which
what?
One?
The ace game.
I heard.
Well, they literally all almost started to fight each other.
Yes, that's what they do when they lose.
I've never seen it because I rarely watch those guys, but I tried to calm them down. They tried to fight a guy from my team that was reffing their game, Dave. And Dave's like a man. You're not fighting that guy.
Dave is like a man.
It was crazy. I had to step away because I just couldn't take it.
Wow.
They're nuts.
Hung Buffalo long time ago. TJ, you probably saw Hung Buffalo last year in D5.
Were they in D5?
I think they were when you were there. I believe they were. They're really mean. They're nice people, and then they get mean sometimes. They got the blonde girl that gets really angry.
Emily?
I don't remember him,
No, I think her name is Kate.
On what team?
Hung Buffalo. They get angry sometimes.
Yeah.
Kate.
Yes. A lot of people aren't through D5.
I remember the band.
Yeah, you were only there for like 10 weeks, and then you won the championship. Yeah. Yesterday. We're moving on up.
Just checked it out real quick and moved on.
Yep. So then Uncle Rico wins. They beat Hung Buffalo, and then it looks like Uncle Rico's become from behind. So
was
Paul there?
To Quinn. They weren't in the playoffs.
No. Shit. Uncle Rico's is really good.
All right.
I know.
Fuck
out of
here.
They beat them 38-24.
Why do we hate Uncle? Oh, never mind. Never mind.
Yeah.
Continue.
So, come from behind, tried their best. We don't want to know why. That's why I was trying to change the subject.
God.
Emily, but you had to bring us back in.
I'm like, never mind. Go.
We need a peace freaking summit right now.
I'm at peace.
I'm not.
You're
I can't believe you said that didn't happen. Congratulations to Uncle Rico. They beat Come From Behind. I was cheering for Paul. I wasn't cheering for that girl on Come From Behind because I want her to lose all the time. But I wanted Paul from Come From Behind to win, and unfortunately, he did not. That hurt my feelings a little bit. What?
Who are you talking about?
He hates Mary.
I don't name people by name.
Oh, okay.
But I like Paul from Come From Behind. He's like one of the nicest people in the league. Paul Lovello is awesome people. He's their quarterback. I don't know if he played, though, because he played so many games.
Come From Behind.
Oh, no, he wasn't there. It was April's son, I think, was throwing for them that day.
They wear green?
Yeah. Yes. They had senior and junior, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I didn't see senior at all really this year, but junior.
He actually played a game or two for them.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't really see him. Yeah, I didn't really see him this year either.
But Uncle Regal's just scoring like 50 and everybody, so they got to move up to like. They should bypass D4 and just go to D3.
Oh, please put them in D3. That's a great idea.
They're speed demons.
Could we?
Yes.
Yeah, you should. You should tell people. You shouldn't even make it a choice when you sign up what division you want to be in. You should tell people.
This is a total topper thing, but I'll explain to you how it works.
It's legit, though.
This is how it works.
No, every year there's always like...
People always want to
You and Topper
down.
Both say, boy, we really should have thought this through and made people play in different divisions.
This is how it goes down. So you get, and you can ask anybody. You go online. you sign up your team, and it says, what division would you like to be in? So you just click on, okay, where you want to be in division whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the divisions get all set up. And then one day, like 3-4 weeks before the season starts, like all the divisions are set up, and I'm not paying attention. And then one day I look and go, wait a minute, Topper, we got a problem. So then we start going through things, and then Topper and I get into arguments where I'm like, Topper, you can't do that. Like Tommy Hughes in D6. Why is Tommy Hughes in freaking D6? This was a conversation we had. I said, this is a joke. And Topper's like, no, just leave them down. I go, they're going to kill everybody in D6. No, they're not. We took all the good teams and moved them up. Well, look what Tommy Hughes did. They killed everybody in D6.
You knocked that one out of the park, Lynn.
Yes.
But.
Yeah, we failed miserably with Chad stuff. I agree.
Oh, yeah.
And Newt's wasn't us. That's all Taylor Sekaterski. All he had to do was tell us, hey, the kid got injured anyways, and we would have moved them down. But Sekaterski was all being like, oh, no, we're going to stay in D1 or whatever. And he was screaming, and we're like, whatever, dude. So we made him stay up.
That's fair.
Fine. Now they're going down to D2.
I will say, from the D5 standpoint, mm-hmm. You saw that guy was there. The flowers were not there.
No.
I made a public plea for Yellow Roses.
Should we find out who he is?
You and said
bring
you
him
know
out,
who
bring
he
him
is.
Out on a podcast?
You said you know who he is.
Wait, you got to point him out one more time. We'll bring him on a podcast.
You were like, oh, that's that really tall guy, blah, blah, blah.
I think I know who you're talking about. I think I know.
Dynamite.
Oh, my God, I got an idea for a show.
Go on.
Blaze LaDuca, mm-hmm. Guy from Hung Buffalo, Emily, and go.
No. I'm calling in sick.
No.
Come on, what's the worst that could happen?
I think a guy named Blaze LaDuca should have his own show, though.
No, I am. Yeah.
Is that a real name?
Yes.
Emily Curry, can I ask
allegedly
you a question?
Allegedly, it's a real name.
Yeah.
It's probably like Anthony, but whatever.
F. Mary.
Oh, my God.
Kill.
You know,
Hung Buffalo guy.
You got Anthony.
Blaze LaDuca, Blaze LaDuca's brother. And go.
Who's his brother?
The other guy that hate.
Well, I guess he's dead.
Frank LaRue.
That's not his brother.
Yeah, it is. It's his brother.
Is that the one who wouldn't shut up?
Yeah, yes.
I think so.
No.
Yes.
No, it's not. It's a different person.
Okay, but his brother is, I think, Frank LaRue. That's his brother. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know who Frank LaRue is.
Okay, it's Blaze LaDuca's brother.
Okay, I'm killing Blaze.
Okay.
For your peace summit?
I'm killing Blaze. I'm going to marry the guy who punched me in the mouth because he seemed kind of sad about it.
And you were kind of into it.
He seemed kind of sad about it, but too awkward to like say he was sorry. And I guess I'm fucking Blaze's brother.
Just to piss Blaze off.
Over dead Blaze's body.
Nice.
Over his cold corpse.
I like it.
If you time it right, it'll still be
warm. Oh, my God.
Best part of the podcast, right?
Jesus.
Yeah. F. Mary Kill's always the best.
Hey, you know the rule. When you're asked, you got to answer.
You know what? I'm going to give you one later.
Lay it on me. I always answer.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
I don't care.
There's no way you can get him to care.
Nope. Let's go to
league business.
Fine. Send me a letter. Just don't Facebook it to me because we're not Facebook friends.
Haha.
We're going to go to our LVP.
Wait, did
you
defriend B's brother on Facebook?
No, I don't even know how to do that.
Oh, okay. Well, then
how do you do that?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, if you could, I would defriend B's
brother. No, because then you wouldn't get to see like how great his movie premiere went.
I did see that on Facebook. I don't know if anybody looked. There was like 100 seats in the theater, and it looked like 7 people were sitting there. So great work, guys.
I forgot. Maybe it was just an early show. Oh, I forgot about it. Like, you were going to actually go.
I wanted to.
All right. Well, we're going to go to our...
That's a good one.
What?
Nothing. You'll need to check your messages sometime.
I sent you a fuck, marry, kill.
Okay, I'm checking my cell phone.
Guys, nobody likes secrets, all right?
All right, so anyway, the F. Mary Kill that Emily sent.
I would answer it.
It's,
go ahead.
Go ahead. Who did you put?
I would do it.
He put Molly McDermott, who is his sworn enemy, Molly Morgan, who is the newest person he hates, and Denise, who he's already talked shit about today on the podcast.
Oh, wow. Okay, I could do this.
All right. I already know. Like,
I don't know what your beef with Molly McDermott is. She's such a sweetheart.
She almost paid a bill once, but they reversed the charges.
God. Jay-Z, go to hell. Take your headphones off and leave.
Oh, my God.
Okay. If you're going to F somebody, obviously you F the easy one, so that's Molly Morgan.
Boom.
If you're going to marry
somebody...
The
easy choice or the easy one to bang?
Oh, the easy one to bang.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
What? You asked a question, I give you an answer, right?
Okay.
You can't argue with the man's question.
So, if I've got to marry one of those two, it pains me, obviously, and I'm getting a prenup both ways. I'm marrying Denise, obviously, and the third one's getting killed twice. I'm going to do that thing where I'm going to kill her, get the paddles, bring her back to life, and then kill her again.
Oh my god!
Thank you.
Oh my god!
Get me.
That was the most evil F Mary.
So F Mary kill kill
ever.
I was kind of nice about mine.
I'm just saying. Question yes, question answer.
To be fair, you asked those three people specifically so that he had an answer like that. Like, what more were you expecting?
Because he gave me a hard one.
Yeah, did he?
That wasn't a hard one for me.
On to league business.
League business.
Yes. We do have a segment. We always say LVPs and MVPs. So, Jay-Z, we're going to start with you. Who was your least valuable player and most valuable player this week?
How about of the season?
This week?
No, for the championship. You want to do the season? You can do the season. Either
you can
one.
Do both.
Season or week 11, it's up to you.
No, because MVPs for the season are kind of what we're going to talk about when we have the nominees. So.
Great. Okay.
Least valuable player of the season.
No, just do
week
just
11.
Do this week.
Oh, yes.
Championship round?
Yes.
I don't know. I guess Bobby, least valuable. He had a terrible game. I know he's way better than that. I've seen him play awesome a bunch, so.
You think he's just been throwing footballs since that game? Like just in the backyard through a tire or something?
If I know Bobby McConnell and I know him, I think, kind of well, that's probably bothering him. He's thinking of ways to defeat them in the spring. There's no doubt about that.
I'd say my MVP has got to be my boy Joey Batts. You know, he finally came through in D3.
Just feeding the fucking ego.
Yes.
I love it.
MVP.
It's my guy.
MVP.
Know? He pulled it together.
Nice.
Who's that guy?
He plays for Gryffindor.
Yeah.
Are you going to the banquet?
Yeah.
He's the guy that's going to win like 10 awards. You're going to see him with a shopping cart.
He's a little guy. He acts like he's 6'7", though. Talks a lot of shit. Yeah, yes. Great guy, though. He's got abs. I know
is
that.
Is he going to be in D?
Well, they won D3, so I don't know what the
that doesn't mean.
Sometimes
they're going up to D2. We might bring him up.
Can you go up to a division you're already in?
Yeah, we might. We'll see what happens. We're going to talk to him. He probably might go up to D1. We don't know.
D0.
I mean, his team could play in D1, probably.
They should do Gryffindor 2, NWO 1.
You know what we should do is go back in time, find Green and Associates, and just have them play them all the time. Bring them to the future.
Green Associates tried to play this year.
Like go back in time in their peak, bring them, and then see if Joey can defeat them.
I bet he could.
No, he could.
Just with his brother Anthony and one girl.
Yeah.
They could beat them 3-6. Emily, LVPs, MVPs?
My LVP was Mother Nature because it was a little cold for my liking.
I feel like that's the MVP because
it didn't
pour buckets.
I was freezing.
I thought the weather
was
incredible.
God, yeah. I was freezing my freaking butt off.
Emily is the LVP of LVP MVP.
and my MVP's tight ends in motion because they kicked butt.
They whooped the shit out of me.
And their champagne shower after the game
was
really
fun. In the aforementioned freezing cold.
Can I ask you a quick question, Emily, before we get to Joe K on this one? If the rabbit doesn't die, do they win the D2 title?
Nope. I don't think so.
They were definitely inspired by their quarterback just showing up. I never heard this story until now.
I think the dude showed up late. No, I mean.
Yeah, like showed up a couple minutes into the first half.
That's crazy.
I mean, I think it was for a question.
Like when Bobby Boucher showed up at halftime of the Bourbon Bowl and the Muck Dogs won.
I still think they win.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, Angry Buffalo played so bad.
Yeah.
That
was not the Angry Buffalo you're used to seeing.
LVP, MVP's Joe K. What do you say?
My MVP is everybody from Mickey Rats that showed up. Like, they were just 6 or 7 people.
Renzo came back. I don't know if you remember Renzo. He's a star from yesteryear.
Legit don't know people's
star
names,
from back in the day.
Lie.
Yeah, Renzo was a stud back
is
in the day.
Is he the quarterback one?
No, he was
is
the wide
the
receiver.
One?
You know, he worked actually, was one of the guys who used
to
work
in Mickey
dude?
Rats.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he said, oh, I can't believe you dusted me off.
Do you know what Renzo
But that guy
Renzo
came
was?
Out and he scored their 2 touchdowns. I know
he was
talking
Rogo back in the day.
Really? He was really cool.
He played football and literally was drinking till freaking 2 in the morning after football.
Good for him.
Oh, yeah, that guy was freaking
like, they all showed up. They all had a great time. Like, they didn't, you know, they were like, they weren't like, oh, we don't have our team, this blows. They're like, we're going to play, and we're going to play hard, and they did. They took it to Gryffindor for a little bit, and then Joey kind of figured it out, and they took a lead, and they took the lead, and that was it. But they showed up, they played really hard, and probably played a lot better than they themselves thought they would, honestly, and Gryffindor took them lightly and almost blew it. Again, if all of the team was there, I'm not sure if Gryffindor wins.
But didn't Gryffindor win by 30?
Yeah, but it was like they piled it on near the end. Okay. Is what I'm saying. Like in the beginning of the game, when they're getting beat deep by, like you just said, like stars of yesteryear, it's you're taking them too lightly. And they admitted they were taking them too lightly.
Exactly.
My LVP, now we've preached on this podcast the entire season that we finally have Uber. Nobody should drive home. Ooh. Nobody should ever drive home drunk.
No.
And no less than two, I don't want to call them out by name, but prominent people in the league were not able to drive home. And still, both of them lied, used trickery, and both of them got out of there and drove home definitely under the influence, and both of them should not have done it, and I'm very disappointed in them, and if they're listening, they know who they are. I'm not going to name names, but if we're going to sit there and preach, use Uber, be safe, don't, you know, don't die, I feel like that's pretty key.
Don't drive. Do not drink and drive. If you are too drunk and you admit that you're too drunk to drive, don't fucking do it.
Call Uber.
It's not worth it. And that's it. My LVPs are those people, and they know who they are.
TJ, LVP, yeah. MVP, what do you say?
MVP, I'll go with the girls on our team. Nice. They came through. Molly, Sarah, and Ashley. Really keyed in them on the two games on Saturday, and they made a lot of big catches, put a lot of pressure on the quarterbacks for us.
That's how you win and lose, girls.
Yeah, yeah, it's really been what's...
Because who run the world?
As we got better and better, it's their development, too. It's helped us the
Rich
most.
White men.
LVP, I'm going to go with Saturday for the girls.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love it.
We had this big buildup going into that game, and it was kind of a letdown. It was just
we'll see you in D3, sir.
Can't wait.
I look forward to the rematch.
Nice.
It's gonna be a long winter.
Now, JG, are you having the same team? Because I heard that you might lose some people and gain some other ones potentially. The grapevine's kind of like
my cousin's
speaking.
Coming back for sure, so it'll be nice to have him back. But
who's your cousin?
Dave Cunningham. He's sweet. Real good.
He's sweet.
Yeah, okay. So. That's good. I was just wondering if you were going to have a shakeup or not, because I heard stuff.
I think it'll be relatively the same team.
Okay.
For the most part.
You know, I've been around since day one, and it just dawned on me now, to TJ's point when you said, oh, we're going to take D3 too, I don't think I've ever, you could make history this season. You could be the first team ever. I don't think a team's ever taken 6-5-4-3 like that quick. Like, I don't think that's ever happened. I know... it turned out to be Varsity Villains, but they were dinner for two. I think they took 5-4, and they might have took 5-4-3. But I don't think a team's ever gone four divisions before. That would be freaking awesome.
We've done three in past five sessions. Three.
That's cool.
People would notice that, but you guys keep changing your name. So
I know. I know. That's what I said.
Like, are you guys done now? Can you change it again? Please.
Well, yeah, I think. Maybe we'll go to Puckett All-Stars or get the memorial, memorial out of there.
The Puckett Cupcakes.
Or just make it as long as possible. Or just go back to the start. Go foam be yourself. I always like that.
Holy
one, so.
Moly. Puckett Cupcake. The Pupcakes.
That's better than my NW with Indoor.
Yeah, definitely. Have a little Yorkie right on the front right there. Right.
And really quickly, for me, LVP, it's got to be Angry Buffalo. I was expecting big things from them. We didn't get it, so they get an LVP. You know, I said it earlier, and I'm going to say it again. My MVP, it's definitely Marketing Mayors, but more importantly, definitely Corey Turner. He won the day in D1 on Saturday, and the guy's always been a phenomenal player, but that guy understands football. And that team, nobody was beating them Saturday. And I got news for you. If you're coming to D1 in the spring, you better be ready to play, because that team looks dialed in, if you ask me. So kudos to them. Well, at the end of the day, what do we say, right? We're going to get to close out. We're at about an hour. Jay-Z, we'll start with you. Final thoughts?
At the end of the day.
Looking forward to getting back out there. It's going to be a long winter. I miss football, but, you know, we'll be there. It'll be fun.
You can be Saturday for the girls still? Or you're going to change the team name?
Yeah, we'll probably the same team name.
Yeah. You should change it to, like, Ricky something. Like Ricky. It was funny, because when Ricky was here, I said, we were playing, like, name association with Jay-Z, and he's like, oh! I said, he still has nightmares about you.
That game was one of the better ones I've watched.
That was one of the better upsets we've had in a while.
Yeah, we were down 28-0, and then came back and won with five people for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, because Kelsey hurt herself. That should have never...
It kind of sounds like there's going to be a naming convention up for grabs. Maybe the Ricky Austin Memorial All-Stars.
Oh, snap!
Please put...
That
would just be a super shit.
That would be great.
Ricky, the Ricky Austin Memorial.
And you know how he's got, like, the brown fur? You should get, like, a black fur? Like, that way you could, like, wear dueling fur coats?
Better than bad Ricky.
Your whole team, that's their jersey.
Pretty awesome. Yes.
We were like fur, like vests.
Now we're talking.
That'd be awesome until like.
Nah, I love Rick.
Until May.
It was a good game.
Oh, Ricky's good people. Emily, at the end of the day, what do you say?
I'm ready for the spring season. 1 week off was good for me.
So let me ask you real quick. So
she
now
skipped right over the banquet.
You're in the off season. You play probably in 27 different leagues now. So now there's no sub issues. So you're going to be on like in 27 leagues. I'm assuming you're playing in Ohio, Upper Pennsylvania.
No.
I'm
playing on a Friday and a Saturday team. I've never played with the Friday team before. It's Jeff Kroll's team.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Exciting.
Yep, and then Maddie and I made a team on Saturdays because we like to combine evil forces.
Nice.
So, yeah. But, no, I haven't gotten sub calls, but I'm waiting.
Only time will tell.
Patiently.
Just take some advice and wear a helmet.
Okay, Mom.
Thank you. So, TJ, thanks again. At the end of the day, what do you say? Final thoughts?
I'm just glad we got invited on here. I think we're a team that just kind of shows up and flies under the radar most weeks and
definitely.
Just handles business.
Oh, you guys have arrived now.
Come to the bar.
Yeah, and, definitely glad you're
here.
No,
we go to the bar. Spring session, we're on the patio. And
talk more shit to people you don't know.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's,
you know us
I
now.
Gotta
come so,
just come on. So our team is a lot of good people. They were just a good group that we've been together a while.
Oh, that's
so,
key.
I love that.
I did have a penalty idea I wanted to throw in. Maybe Ooh, 10 yards loss of down for anybody that screams, let's go. After they make like a small play,
I like it.
They get like a touchdown in the first half, and you can hear.
We can call it taunting.
Three plays, three fields away.
Let's go! I love that. I love that penalty idea.
So.
Can
like in the NFL, anytime somebody calls for a flag, they should get a flag on them. Like, I want that more than anything.
It's like, TJ, you just got elected to the rules committee.
Yes.
Well, so keep me in mind.
I think we
can
are.
Can I say?
I love doing that, though.
When I played in D6, one of the first games my dad ever came to watch, this guy, that happened. Like, this guy made, like, the lamest fucking touchdown I've ever seen in my life, rips off his shirt, and is like, fuck yeah, let's go. And my dad's like, what is wrong with the people here? I was like,
well, now they're only down by 32. It's exciting.
I was like, too much.
D6, was it ace?
Probably.
Yeah, that's where the seeds were sown.
I'd laugh if it was Blaze Aduka's brother. And she actually did know him. That would be kind of funny if that went around in a
she
circle.
She probably
too.
Does know who it is. She just can't picture it.
Maybe. I don't know.
Not bad.
It's only a matter of time. We're going to get everybody in, and we're going to get them on the couch, and we're going to have a peace offering with Emily. We're going to make this work. Nice. DJ Jimmy, at the end of the day, what do you say?
I would like to donate my time to Joe K.
At the end of the day...
It's banquet time, man. Like, finally, Lenny Topper and I went on a league excursion up to Niagara Falls at the Doubletree, and we scoped out their really big-ass hall room.
It's
gonna
be awesome.
Like, the one thing that kind of sucked about the Embassy was that the dance floor was small, and there were those pillars in the way, and the room kind of felt cramped. Like, we were, like, tables were on top of each other. It wasn't, like, it was still fun. Obviously, everybody had a great time at the banquet, but this room is ginormous. It's huge. Like, there's 20-foot ceilings, giant dance floor, no weird pillars in the middle of anything, so it's, like, wide open, which means we can probably get more inflatables and other dumb shit.
That's what we're going to hope for.
Yeah, of course. So, the place is set. It's $40, right? $40 for the banquet.
Yes.
So, get in now. Get your money to Topper. You guys are going to want to be there. Jimmy, you're obviously going to be there rocking out, right? Or, no, you're the announcer, and Tommy does the music. Doesn't matter. You guys are great anyway. And get your rooms, because we're right across from the casino. After we party and we get shut down, we will probably walk across the casino and start throwing craps or whatever we got to do and just have a blast. The rooms, Topper has a special code for you, and you can get a room that I think is regularly like $180 for 100. It comes with a view of the river, which I don't know if that's going to matter in January.
It's a gorgeous view there, though, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah, but you can either get a room with a king bed, or if you're going to split it up, I think you can get it with two queen beds.
That is correct.
And just stay there. Like I said, kind of going towards my LVPs. Don't get hammered and drive. Stay the night. Go over to the casino. Have fun with everybody. And it'll be great. Like, they have a nice bar there for everybody to hang out afterwards, too, that I think they said they would keep open. But I don't know if that's actually a thing yet.
Yeah, it's going to be 6:30 to whenever.
Okay.
So,
yeah, January 12th, which is a Friday. So, get your rooms ready now. The code that you got to put in if you want to reserve your room is TSB. And you'll know it works because as soon as you hit, you know, check code, it pops up Topper Sports Banquet and goes right. I believe it goes straight to the night you need it for and everything, too. So
that would be cool.
Yeah, because I was messing around with it. So I think that'll be fine. So we have our banquet. Again, sign up. As the more the merrier. We have the room for the entire league times maybe two. Like, the room is so spacious.
You could fit 500 people.
Yeah, let's go there and have a blast. It's the best way to, you know, have fun with all your football friends and meet new friends.
When
and
is it?
It's Friday, January 12th.
What time?
6:30, I believe Lenny said.
Yeah, I think officially it's going to start at 7, but Topper and I usually, they're going to be there like at 1 o'clock, maybe 12:30. So.
We were there at 12:30 last year, yeah. Setting up and making sure everything's cool. So.
And I think, Jim, we're going to talk about this, but I think we're going to be set up again in the vestibule. I think we're going to do a podcast.
Yep, we'll get a bunch there's of enough
mics
space.
If we can, we're going to probably have 2-3 mics set up, and then we'll have 3 mics to interview people. So as people will be coming in, we'll be flagging them down. If we can.
I do have to get that mic back from Topper.
Oh, my
so
God.
We can
I'll
do that.
Get that. Right. Yeah, my word, we'll get
we'll
that.
Get so, okay. Yeah. So
sorry,
on.
Joe.
No, it's fine. So, everybody get ready. Get your teams together. Get as many people there as you can. Bring significant others. Bring friends. It doesn't matter. It's just a big party. It's like...
I brought friends last year,
yeah,
and then they
great.
Joined the league.
Yes, you did?
The best way to describe the banquet is a wedding without, like, the boring wedding part.
Guy stuff.
Like, the worst part is listening to Topper talk, but you never know exactly what... Yeah, everybody wears dresses and suits and looks awesome, so
Jay-Z's
come on out, have a great time, and then, like I said, prep for Casino World afterwards. That's all I really got. So at the end of the day, Leonard, what do you have for us?
A couple things. And to go back to what Joe said, I can't stress to you enough, if I say one thing this year that I would ask you to listen to is you might want to attend the banquet. It is a great time. We don't always do it in the spring. We do it in the fall. Generally, we average between 165, and I think the most we ever had was 228. So it's probably going to be about 200 people there. We probably got enough room. Like I said, this room can probably seat 400 or 500. So there is a bar there. There's going to be rooms there. We can say thank you again to bensound.com for the music. But get to the banquet. Get there early. There's a bar downstairs. I know Topper and I, always as a thank you, we're usually at the bar around 1, 2 o'clock buying drinks for everybody waiting for this thing to start. But the open bar will probably be, I think it's 4 hours, if memory serves me right. There'll be food. It's a great time, and I would ask you all to come. We're going to celebrate our champions. And once again, congratulations to all six, D1 through 6, all champions. Thank you the same. I'd be remiss if at this point if I just didn't say a couple thank yous. Thanks once again to Jimmy and Emily and Joe for doing this podcast with me. Thank you to our guests like TJ and Jay-Z and everybody that's been here all year. Thank you to the officials. Thanks to Ramir for heading up those officials. Thank you, Joe K, for all the things you were doing behind the scenes.
No problem.
Emily, thank you for not getting busted for doing anything bad on the sub list.
I followed the rules.
Great work.
I know it was hard for you.
It was really
hard. And on behalf of both Topper and myself, thank you to each and every TSLer, whether you're reading the website, whether you're checking us out on Facebook, whether you are listening to a podcast. This is definitely labor of love. We enjoy doing it. And, I got to be honest with you. I know we're 65 minutes in. Usually this point at the season, I am literally never saying this publicly, but I'm thinking to myself whether or not I am done for good. I can pretty much tell you, knock on wood, as long as I am healthy, I can tell you right now that I'm not leaving. So I will definitely be back in the spring. There will be no thinking about it. So I'm definitely coming back. So a lot of people always say, Lenny, are you leaving? Joe, you got something in
the I was just going to say, what are our plans for the podcast throughout the off season?
We're going to take 4 weeks off.
Four weeks off?
Yeah, we need to. That's one thing I'm going to do. Please don't call me, text me, or anything. I love you all. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm going away for a month like I always do. I need a break.
He's got a house to build, people.
Well, I'm working on some things. I love talking to people, but I'm going off the map for about a month like I always do.
Mm-hmm. Want to start up the bi-weekly ones like we were doing?
Yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to take
Bachelor?
We've got some ideas.
Ooh, there's ideas.
We actually got a bunch of ideas. One of them, though, and I can say this right now because I talked to him, we're actually going to have an interview with Topper and Daryl Carr, QB Superstar. We're going to come right out of the gate with them. And then after that, we're actually going to do, I guess for a better, like a better phrase, we're going to call it the Lenny and Joe K draft special.
Yes, where, I love that thing.
We're going to get our Mel Kiper music with DJ Jimmy. And Emily, you're welcome to attend if you wish.
Talk about our MVPs.
We're going to be talking about, and I'd say probably about 2-3 weeks, check Facebook and check the website because we're going to list all the nominees. Our banquet is serious.
So much fun.
We definitely celebrate our champions and our MVPs. We take this seriously. So you might be getting a call from me or a text. I'm, TJ, a guy like you, I might want to talk to you and say, hey, who are your best players? I have some ideas. I watch a lot of football games, but we're going to be contacting captains, and we're going to have that whole list. And on January 12th, we're going to read the awards. So once again, on behalf of both Topper and myself, thank you to everybody in the TSL universe, and we'll see you January 12th. And we're going to take 4 weeks off, and then you'll be hearing from us again soon. So thank you.
It won't take 4 weeks. It'll be sooner.
Hey, TSL Universe. It's your favorite lovable scamp, Joe K. I've heard from some of you lately that you might be having trouble reaching us. I don't know how that's possible, because there's so many avenues you can get to us. First, let's start with our own hotline, 627-TOPP. That's 627-TOP. You can call the line, leave a message, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. You can also follow us on Twitter, at Topper Sports LLC. You can also follow us on the Facebooks, again, Topper Sports LLC. Please follow us. That's probably the fastest way to reach us. You can message us. You can post on our wall. It's a grand time. And last but not least, download the Telegram app. That's probably the best way to get to us now that I think about it. Plus, it helps Topper live his livelihood. Please come on. Please talk to us. Don't be afraid. We don't bite. Probably.
replacing.